Come.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. We turn it back over to Don Stock.
Hey, good morning, everybody in the house. We have Coach Byers for the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Coach, last night, 55-6 against Tri-West, and a good Tri-West team. We watched them against Western in the opening year.
They're ranked, I believe, 7th in 3A. They lost a tough one to Burbuff, who was the runner-up last year. So they're a really talented squad. They're a really good squad. Our guys felt like, and our coaching staff felt, and a lot of people close to the program felt like this was probably the toughest we've played them. They didn't pick up a lot of chunk plays. We made them earn everything they got. We were really physical throughout the game. We just didn't play as well offensively as we had in weeks one and two.
Well, a reason for that is your starting quarterback was not in last night, right?
He did play.
Did he play?
Yeah, so he did not have a concussion. He had dehydration.
Oh.
It was extreme dehydration, so pumped him full of fluids Friday night and into Saturday, and then he was able to get cleared. He was a little off last night, and we talked about it back at the office, like, you know, Peyton Manning's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Peyton Manning had bad games every
right.
now and then. I remember him throwing 6 interceptions against the Chargers. And so, you know, we think Doug is an outstanding quarterback, and it was just not his best night last night, and we're expecting him to rebound this week and have a good game at home.
Well, let's talk about some of your athletes that you have. How well did Quincy Perry play last night?
Quincy was outstanding last night. We're asking more and more of Q every week, and he went both ways last night, played some outstanding coverage, had some big catches. He runs tremendous routes. He's got great hands, and he's a physical tackler. Like that, he could potentially be, he could be up for some really big postseason awards. Just because the way he plays every down and the way he carries himself all the time, like no matter what the situation in the game is, he never gets upset. He never gets rattled. He just focuses on playing the next play, and he does a really great job, and he's a great leader for our team.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of that in basketball, the leadership that he has on the team, pretty valuable, and usually that trickles down to the younger kids also.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope all of our younger guys are watching Quincy, and I think he does just a tremendous job. And he's a three-sport athlete. Him and Doug both are. They do football and basketball, and then Quincy plays baseball, and Doug runs track. And Quincy's been a standout in all three of those sports, and it's really great to see him kind of blossom to his fullest potential. I think he's really taken full advantage of his senior year, and he's playing some great ball right now.
Julio Rivero last week against the Gophers was in on a lot of tackles. How did Julio go last night?
Julio did really well. So we struggled with the Gophers in space, and what we looked at as a staff was, you know, our linebackers were really big physical kids, but they kind of struggled running down to that rocket that Clinton Prairie kept running. And so what we did was we moved them all down to D-line. And so it gave us a little bit more physicality on the D-line. It gave us a little bit more speed on the D-line. We were able to get to Tri-West quarterback a couple times. Now, it helped Tri-West had their starting tailback back. He hadn't played all year yet, and he was an absolute game-changer for him.
That's how it works, too.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, 21 is – we saw 21 last year when he was a junior, and he's a really, really good running back. And he hadn't played against Western or Burbuff, and so they were able to get him back for week three. But yeah, Julio had another big night. So did Wyatt Criswell. We had Caden Jarman started going both ways along with Quincy. And Caden had a big night at linebacker, and we're looking for Caden to have another big week this week going both ways.
So, you know, I think a lot about when Vince Burpo was here, he would talk to his team back in the day when they had two-a-days, first two-a-day practice, and he would tell all the kids, man, you got to enjoy every second you're out here, because with a a beat, this season will be done.
Yeah.
And you're already a third of the way through after this week. And you look at your team and you go, man, I wish we had. What do you think you need?
I really like where we're trending. I like the way we're improving. We talked last week, like, we did not play a good defensive game against Clinton Prairie. The defense responded, and we played a tough defensive game. Dougie struggled last night. I think Dougie's going to bounce back and have a good game, and we're going to get it all put together, and we're going to play a great offensive game and a great defensive game. And once we get it all clicking together, we'll be trending in the right direction come middle of the season and into the sectional. So that's exciting. We know the pieces are there. We just got to get all the pieces working together.
You made them, in my viewpoint, a massive change in the fact of your offense and how you run your offense. I mean, I've had conversations with you about you've thrown the ball more before the season started than the 15 years that I was involved with the football team. And that's got to be a little bit of a challenge, too, getting the kids understanding the mechanisms of throwing the football as much as you do now.
Yep, it's definitely a new offense and a new philosophy, but it's at the same time it's still pretty old school. I'm a Jimtown guy. You know, I'm a 3 yards in cloud of dust guy, and we don't have a bunch of 6'5", 300 pounders up front. We got a lot of really quick offensive linemen who pass pro really well, and we got a lot of small, quick athletes. So instead of getting an eye and running toss sweep, we just run tunnel screen. It gets the ball to the same spot. It just gets the ball out quicker. We don't have to run into a loaded box anymore. And so we're not trying to throw 500 verticals. We're not trying to chuck the ball downfield. We're trying to throw 5 yard outs and 3 yard shallow routes and get the ball out quick and get the ball out on time. And when we're doing that really well, our offense looks really good. And it's, you know, back when I played, it was, you know, run power, hit them over the top with play action pass. And now it's throw the out, hit them over the top with a post route. And so the philosophy behind it hasn't changed, just the look of it has changed. And I think it's a look that fits our kids really well, and our kids have really enjoyed it. They picked it up pretty quick. It's just staying in that rhythm and staying on timing. And you know, one of the things that makes Tom Brady so great is he gets the ball out of his hand in 1.36 seconds. You know, and once we get Dougie down to that, like once he understands that internal clock, you know, catch, throw, he throws some really great balls, and we got the athletes around him to do some really good stuff going into the second half of the year.
Man, I commend you for that. A lot of coaches are stuck on, hey, this is how I play, and you're going to play my way, versus looking at your athletes and going, oh, we'd do much better if we did this, because that's what I notice.
Yeah.
You don't have big guys up front, but, man, you have speed and athletes.
Yep, we got a lot of athletes. And I had a talk one time early on in my career with a Hall of Fame coach, and he said that he has an expectation of a position, not a kid. And I was like, to me that sounds backwards. My expectation as a coach is what do I have to do to put my kids in the best situation for them to be successful? Like, that's my job as a teacher, and that's my job. Like, I'm a teacher all the time, whether it's in a classroom or on a football field. And so what do we have to do as a staff to get our kids in the best situation, in the best position for them to have success? And, you know, weeks one and two, we were averaging 400 yards a game in offense. And now our defense has stepped it up. We've put our kids in better positions defensively, and now we just got to get them all going together and hopefully we can have a great game. I told our guys, I said, listen, hey, we're 1-0 at home. Let's keep that going. And so we're excited to be back in town, and Southmont's got a good team, and we know they're going to be physical. Nine's a big, gigantic back, and he's a tough kid, but I'm really excited about the way our team's looking and the way we're improving every week.
Well, one thing that we talked about not on the air, we talk about the number of kids that roll out of another county into schools such as Western Boone or Tri-West. And your biggest challenge is that you have kids that normally don't know what football is about coming out, yeah. and you're teaching them about football and then trying to win ball games also.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a lot more teaching the game. I had a lot more background knowledge by the time I was a freshman in high school. You know, I grew up 10 minutes away from Notre Dame. I grew up at Notre Dame tailgates. We just lived and breathed football at Jimtown. And so there's definitely a larger learning curve for our guys that are coming out, later in their high school career to get them caught up to that varsity speed. And it's definitely a challenge, but it's a challenge that our staff embraces because we got great kids. I mean, they're awesome. They listen. And sometimes, they do stuff and we're like, what the heck are you doing? And he's like, oh, I didn't know we switched sides in a quarter. And we're like, oh, geez. sometimes there's just little things that we don't even consider that we have to still remember to teach even the most basic of basics. And sometimes it's good for the older guys to relearn that and go over it too.
Well, I think that's what a lot of us, and I'm going to throw me in that boat, we just don't think about. And, we want, as well as you want, the team to win and all the challenges that go with it on a day-to-day basis that you have to go through versus what other coaches who get to enjoy outside people coming in. So
yeah. Yeah, we don't have any move-ins from Avon.
Well, hopefully they're coming, Coach. Maybe we're getting ready to build this great big subdivision of 138 homes, and they'll realize that.
Hey, Frankfurt's the place to be.
That's right. Being a hot dog's like a Marine. We only chose a chosen few.
I tell our high school kids all the time. I'm like, you don't understand how special of a place Frankfurt is. I said I've lived all over the state. I've lived in Indy. I grew up in Elkhart. I've lived in Lafayette. I said, Frankfurt is where I want to call home because this is a special place. I said, and I as a high school kid, you don't understand how important it is having a Walmart 4 minutes away. I was like, when you got to make a diaper run in the middle of the night. when my girls were real little, we were living out in Warren County. There's not a Walmart in the whole county. hey, we're out of formula. It's a 40-minute drive into town. I said, as you get older, you'll really appreciate all the great things about Frankfurt. Like, we got great parks. My kids love it here. It's a beautiful, quiet town, and we got a lot of great things going, and we got a lot of great kids to work with, which, I'm one of the most competitive people in the world, so eating just, I just get eaten alive by losing, but, our kids are so awesome, and they work so hard at it, and they want to do things the right way. And they want to get better. Garrick Byrd struggled a little bit last night. He messed up a coverage, missed a couple tackles. I got on him a little bit, and then we put him back in the game, and he responded, and he played well in the end of the second and in the third and fourth quarters. So we're expecting him, we just got good kids, and they want to do it the right way, and they want to work hard, and they want to be successful. And so we're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep building.
Well, Coach, go out and knock off the Mounties next week.
That's the goal.
We can have a good
get
conversation.
Get back to 2-2.
Yeah, why not? I mean, yeah. we hope that goes well for you, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great.
Hey, we've been talking with Coach Byers of the Frankfurt Hot Dogs as you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.